Good morning, it's 8 o'clock. You're listening to KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio. This is regional news for the Western Slope. I'm Travis Bubinick. 27-year-old Jacob Saunders was killed after an accident at the intersection of Crawford Road and Stewart Mesa Road yesterday in the North Fork Valley. According to the Colorado State Patrol, a call about the accident was received just after 8 a.m. yesterday morning. Authorities say Saunders was driving on Crawford Road toward Paonia when he was struck by a 1989 Ford pickup traveling westbound on Stewart Mesa Road. The driver of the pickup reportedly failed to stop at the stop sign and struck Saunders' car. Saunders was killed and the driver of the pickup was taken to a hospital in Delta but was released with minor injuries. Garfield County wants Governor John Hickenlooper to intervene with the state's new health insurance rules. The county has some of the highest premiums in Colorado under the new guidelines, which are now part of the Affordable Care Act. The state agency in charge of the new rules recently visited communities around the state to explain why premiums are so high. But Garfield County officials remain unconvinced. Aspen Public Radio's Elise Thatcher has more.
The balloon is deflated for me on the Affordable Care Act, and it's very disappointing.
59-year-old Amy Barr lives and works in the Roaring Fork Valley. Today, she is at her office, tucked away in a church basement in Glenwood Springs. She is the executive director of United Way for Garfield and Pitkin Counties. Earlier this year, Barr was hoping to sign up for a health insurance plan through Connect for Health, Colorado's statewide program.
I'm so excited to go to the Colorado site, and my mouth drops open. My cheapest would be $850, and it would go up to $1,100 and some, and that's a bronze plan, $5,000 deductible. And I said, I can't afford that myself.
That quote would be just for her, no other family members. Barr used to pay a fraction of that with a much lower deductible. She was on her husband's plan through the Aspen Skiing Company. He doesn't work there anymore, so she's shopping for her own plan. She really wants coverage because she's in remission from breast cancer. So Barr started writing emails about her frustration and sent one to a Garfield County commissioner.
What we're really concerned about is the excessive premiums. The discriminatory premiums that our citizens have been singled out to pay.
Frank Hutfliss is the Garfield County attorney. He says the commissioners received several letters, like the one from Amy Barr, so they started looking at why premiums were so high. After looking at a variety of factors, they believe the state's pricing system unfairly shifts the cost of health care onto residents in the so-called resort area that covers Garfield, Pitkin, Eagle, and Summit counties, named for the ski areas there. Hutfliss believes the state agency in charge of the pricing didn't do enough to find the best plan and relied on a proposal put together by the insurance industry.
Simply put, the state took the letter from this lobbying group, put their letterhead on it, and submitted it as the state's proposal.
Aspen Public Radio reviewed the two letters, dated a week apart, and found they are nearly identical. Vince Plamel is with the Colorado Division of Insurance.
We did review the information that we got from health insurance carriers to make sure that it meshed with our understanding and our numbers and what we thought, but it was my understanding that we also didn't have a great deal of time.
Just a month to figure out prices for health insurance, and officials did not collect any feedback from consumers during that time.
Altogether, the data that we looked at pointed to higher health care costs in the mountain areas.
The division is gathering comments now, but there are no immediate plans to change high premiums for resort residents. So the Garfield County commissioners are formally asking Governor John Hickenlooper to weigh in. Again, Frank Hutfliss.
We would ask him to direct them to change, not just look into it, but to establish rating areas that really did not unjustly discriminate.
The governor's office and insurance division couldn't comment on that request as of Tuesday afternoon, saying they hadn't received it yet. Now, Garfield County commissioners are often on the more conservative end of the political spectrum, but County Attorney Frank Hutfliss says the move isn't about challenging the hallmark law of a Democratic president.
Because the program depends upon a large number of people enrolling. So everything we're arguing about really is not only beneficial to the citizens, but it's actually beneficial to reasonably assure the success of the program.
Amy Barr, who's supported Obamacare for years, may end up not being a part of it.
I really think I will end up better on a private plan than I will on the plan I was hoping for from the government. And I feel so badly. I'm not signing up, and I am defeating the whole purpose of the Affordable Care Act.
She has less than a week to decide. Next Monday, December 23rd, is the deadline for people signing up for coverage that starts in January. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.
And that report comes to us from Rocky Mountain Community Radio, a collaboration of public and community radio stations across the state. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that state oil and gas officials are looking into whether fracking was involved in a gas and water leak from an idled well near DeBeck in Mesa County. A State Department of Natural Resources spokesman told the Daily Sentinel the fluids from the leak have been captured and contained at the site. That spokesman also said no surface waters had been affected by the leak. Officials with the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission are still looking into whether the leak affected any groundwater supplies. Black Hills Exploration and Production was running a fracking operation on BLM lands near the well that leaked. That well was drilled in 1981 and hasn't been producing gas for a number of years. The state of Colorado, meanwhile, is beefing up its requirements for reporting oil and gas spills. As Benta Berkland reports, the new rule would require energy companies to report spills that are over one barrel or 42 gallons.
The previous reporting threshold was 5 barrels, but companies had 10 days to report. Now the industry must report these smaller spills that leave the well pad within 24 hours. The Colorado Oil and Gas Commission unanimously approved the change, which stemmed from legislation passed earlier this year. Democratic Representative Diane Mitch Bush of Steamboat Springs sponsored the bill.
It's a very common sense, very practical, very simple bill, and it will indeed prevent water pollution from oil spills.
The new rule also requires companies to notify local emergency officials, something that didn't always happen before.
And that's critical because that partnership is really important for making sure that a spill is cleaned up quickly and that everyone is on the ground, and also in terms of public health and safety.
Some members of the oil and gas industry support the changes, while others remain neutral. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Well, we're well into the holiday season now, a time filled with food, lights, and gathering with friends and family, but it's also a time where many people give back to their communities. We recently visited one group of volunteers doing just that and trying to give kids here in western Colorado a Christmas experience they might not otherwise be able to have.
Just like the one I used to know.
Last weekend, the North Fork Valley was alive with holiday festivities. Everything from gingerbread contests to holiday dances to hayrides. One of those gatherings took place at Memorial Hall in Hotchkiss. It was the annual North Fork Children's Christmas Party, a celebration that's been going on for over 2 decades now and brings kids of all ages together for a day filled with cookies, busting piñatas, pictures with Santa, and, of course, presents.
Children, 4 and 5 year old children. 11, 25.
Pam Bliss is the director of the annual party. She's been bringing volunteers together for 22 years to give kids in the valley the chance for some holiday fun.
It serves up to 200 North Fork children every year.
Serves is the key word here. Shields County isn't exactly a rich county, and generally tough economic times, coupled with recent mine layoffs in the valley, have made the holidays a particularly hard time for some families. Volunteers also tell me there's more kids at this year's party than there have been in the past.
It is up. It is up. Yeah.
Yes. More kids this year than ever before.
Marla's been volunteering at the Christmas party for 10 years.
Mine closings and all the things that have happened to the economy in the valley have not helped the families, so this is a way to help the kids.
Volunteers like Marla are matched up with one of the kids and hang out with them for most of the day. guiding them around the activity booths, helping them paint their faces and slam plastic bats into candy-filled piñatas.
You stick with that kid the whole time and take him to all these different booths and events and make sure they eat lunch and keep track of their coat. And it's a really fun event for kids that don't have any Christmas presents under their tree.
Kids at the party can even go fishing for candy canes.
They go fishing, and this pond is stocked with fish, and then the clothespin comes in, and then I clip a little present onto it. So he's fishing, okay? So here we go. We caught a big one.
Near the end of the party, the kids get to open a bag filled with presents, bought and packaged by volunteers, but largely picked out by the kids' parents. Pam Bliss says the kids get plenty of toys, but they're also getting some winter essentials.
They get either a winter jacket or a pair of shoes. They get an outfit like a, you know, shirt, pants, everything. They get socks. They get underwear. They get a winter hat. They get gloves. They get a towel.
The list goes on and on. I asked Bliss why she's been running the party for so long.
I love doing it. And I think it's great. I think in some cases it may be the only Christmas that a child has. And I just think it's wonderful. It's just wonderful for the kids.
Between the chaos of piñatas exploding and kids scrambling on the ground for candy, I ask Marla why she keeps coming back to the party. She chokes up a bit, answering simply.
Just to give a little back to the community.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
You're listening to Regional News here on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. Stay tuned for the Wednesday morning music mix. For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.